This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese health officials reported Monday the number of confirmed cases from the coronavirus outbreak has surpassed 70,000, with a death toll rising to nearly 1,800. About 11,000 cases are people who have already recovered from the virus. China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported 100 more deaths on Monday. Meanwhile, more healthcare workers arrived to help medical personnel who have been under intense pressure since the first cases were discovered in late December. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports China says it may postpone its annual Congress in March, that's the biggest political meeting of the year, because of the virus outbreaks.
The National People's Congress says it believes it's necessary to postpone the gathering to give top priority to people's lives, safety and health. The announcement comes as the Chinese military dispatches hundreds more medical workers and extra supplies to the city hardest hit by the two-month-old outbreak. The Congress is due to start on March 5.
That's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Strong winds and heavy rains have caused flooding, road closures and electricity outages across the Nordic and Baltic regions of Europe as people on the British Isles clean up from damage caused in recent days. VOA's Jen Bertel has more.
The storm named Dennis, which started over the weekend, has prompted widespread travel disruptions across Europe, with the potential to cause more damage than the previous weekend storm. Emergency services on the Jutland Peninsula have been pumping out water from basements and using sandbags to try to contain the deluge, while residents in parts of Wales and western Britain have been surveying the damage after the storm flooded roads, railways, homes, and businesses. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
You can follow developments on that and other stories online on our website, voanews.com. We have a mobile app you can download. And from Washington, D.C., this is